Acts chapter 20. Verse number 11. When he therefore was come up again, and had broken bread, and eaten, and talked a long while, even till the break of day, so he departed. We trust the Lord's richest blessing in the reading of his precious word, with a few portions to follow. Just want to lift up the simple expression there in verse 11, until the break of day. They occur about four times in our Bible. I want to begin with Acts chapter 20, verse 11. How wonderful to know here the very chapter that tells us of the gathering of the Lord's people, that mention of that remembrance that Paul himself made sure that he would have that portion and that partaking. And we first mentioned that in verse number 7, we take it to be the remembrance. But then in verse number 11, I take it to be the fellowship of the believers over the meal. How wonderful to know that the Apostle Paul has that desire that assembly fellowship is not only about just meeting and where we come to have all the meetings and go away. How wonderful the apostle's heart was in the meeting and then after the meeting with all the people of God. And no doubt the presence of the Lord Jesus and the remembrance would have stirred his heart. And here, after the incident before verse 11, the Apostle Paul is very much together with the believers there. How wonderful to know fellowship until break of day. That expression I just want to lift up and just think of our experience and our remembrance until he come. We think of the darkness around us and yet we look forward to that day when he will take us to be with himself. To not be taken in with the darkness surrounding, but to be taken in with the brightness before us. It is until he come. And here the Apostle Paul, in verse number 11, when therefore he was come up again. How good to know that he was associated with the emergencies of life. That there was something of a crisis that had just occurred to a young man in the assembly. Sometimes assembly life is like that, and just after the preciousness of the remembrance, things of unexpectedness can come upon us. How good to know believers associated in fellowship in the emergencies of life. When he was therefore come up again and had broken bread. And how wonderful the Apostle Paul, as he broke the bread, reminding us of the Lord Jesus as he broke that bread and gave it to the multitudes. And so many took that day, and we just imagine how each person received it for himself and for herself, and appreciated the portion that came from the Savior. The fellowship in the qualities of life. The Lord has given for every believer in assembly fellowship something that will balance life in all its meaning, and known to God and known to his people alone. And here the Apostle Paul shared, as he broke the bread, understanding the fellowship in the qualities of life. Go further, and how wonderful to know he had eaten. Here is fellowship in the experiences of life, and then talk a long while until the break of day. The exchanges of life are a wonderful thing. To know what each believer is passing through in assembly fellowship, in the things of God, in the progress and the development spiritually, one by one. And here the man exchange, and talked a long while until the break of day. Assembly fellowship. His fellowship until the break of day, until he comes. Turn with me to the Song of Solomon, please. chapter number 2. So Solomon chapter 2 verse 16, my beloved is mine and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies until the day break and the shadows flee away. Turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. The mountains of Bether, I just take it to understand the word meaning separation. So here is fidelity until the break of day. How good to know that the appreciation, my beloved is mine and I am his. And then he says, until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn. It's a good thing that we come to remember him because it causes us to turn to him again. Turn to him from the things of the world. Turn to things from the sorrows of life. Turn to him from the sins of life. Turn in renewal. My beloved, be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. It is where we are, upon the mountains of separation, that fidelity becomes strongest. And how good to know, not only fellowship until he come, until the daybreak, but fidelity until the break of day. Chapter number 4, please. Chapter number 4 and verse 6 is another verse that we love to remember. Until the daybreak and the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. Here, I just want to call it fervency of fervor until the break of day. The more we enter into the atmosphere of worship, remembering him in all that he entered in his faithfulness, I was just enjoying that thought there when the Savior says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? When God forsook him, that man did not forsake God. He could say, my God, my God. So here, how wonderful the fervor, the fervency until the break of day. And the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh, to think of all his suffering, to the hill of frankincense, all that will rise in worship. And the result will be, thou art all fair, my love. That is all our experience towards our Savior this morning. And the more we enter in, the more we would say, there is no spot in thee. Finally, Genesis and chapter 32, please. Genesis and chapter 32. Fellowship, fidelity, fervency. I want to think of Genesis chapter 32, and this dear man was left alone. We read verse number 24, and Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled the man with him until the breaking of the day. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the whole of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, Jacob said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. The man in verse number 24 is a struggling man. The man in verse number 26 is a man of faith. He's a trusting man. He's a dependent man. He is passing ourselves, he was a clinging man, from a struggling man, becoming a clinging man. And how wonderful when we think of him at the cross, the man who struggled there, not that he struggled within himself, but we have appreciated those words in the garden, appreciated those words concerning his desire and devotion. And we think of ourselves as we enter in to the very scene of our remembrance, of all that we would think of when he became sin for us, who knew no sin. We would be like Jacob, left alone, struggling. And the more we enter in our remembrance and that fellowship with the Savior, let us be the clinging man. And come to thee, words of Jacob, I will not let thee go until or except thou bless me. Faith until the break of day. May the Lord bless.